Seeing beyond, living transformed is a spiritual crossing of the threshold to the world of being a truly expanded human being. Join medium Cheryl and Kelly for conversations about discovering deep spirituality, developing your intuitive and empathic skills, and personal mediumship. Each episode will focus on tips, tools, and techniques to help you understand and expand your own inner gifts and life journey. You can call in each week to receive spiritual guidance, personal readings, and we'll answer your questions. We'll talk with luminary experts on meditations, the afterlife, energy healing, past lives, and much more. Join our Seeing Beyond spiritual community to learn more about expanding your mind, body, and soul, and have fun on your journey to empowered transformation.
Look at all these beautiful people joining us. Hi, everyone. Oh, they're already here. They're logging in on Instagram. And just we want to welcome everyone to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram on both Kelly's pages and mine. And hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday today. How are you, Kelly?
I am great. I think I'm having a delay on my end. Everything's popping in really slowly. But yes, I'm doing good. Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Super excited to be here tonight and just welcome everyone. If you're new to the show, please let us know by letting us know in the comments section. But welcome to our radio show, Seeing Beyond Living Transformed, where Kelly and I talk about all things spiritual or how we can always give back. And we have amazing guests on the show too. So we have some wonderful guests coming up in the next few weeks, but we want to welcome all of you tonight. We will be doing readings. Yay. We'll be doing readings the second half hour this evening. But let me go ahead and say hi, of course, to my co-host Kelly Eckhart. Kelly, how's your day? How are things?
It's been great. I'm really loving the weather here in Sacramento. It's springtime now, and it's my favorite time of the year.
Oh, it's just gorgeous out. It's been a gorgeous day yesterday, today.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Here in California.
Yeah, I think we're done with the rain, at least here.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Kelly, you have a beam of light above your head. I don't know if everyone's noticing that.
Yeah, it's the light above me.
It's right above you. It's like,
seen it too. I was like, oh, it's like I'm glowing if I sit just right.
Did you plan that, Kelly?
Or it wasn't planned, but I'm going to move. So it's like right there. Okay. Now it's perfect.
Spirit planned that.
It's my angelic realm. Oh, hi, Jeffrey. Happy to see you.
Hi, Jeffrey. Hope everything's okay. And look, Jeffrey's also saying hi to our co-host backstage. That's Brianna. We always want to do a shout out to Brianna. Thank you so much for putting our links up there, Brianna, helping out with all the logistics and all the tech behind the scenes. We so appreciate having you working with us. So thank you for that.
And let me just say, like, we're going to do readings about 7:30. Mm-hmm. So we're first going to talk about our show subject. So if you know anybody who has not been to our show, or please invite people, share the show with them tonight. Maybe they'll get picked for readings. I mean, we won't get like everybody, but we'll get a few people. So definitely share the show for us tonight. Thank you.
And yeah, once again, let us know if you're new to our show. We'd love to say hello to you. And we would really appreciate it if everyone could follow us, like us, subscribe, share, all of that on social media. We have this goal of getting 1,000 followers or 1,000 viewers on our show. So we really want to increase our audience reach, right? We're always trying to reach as many people as possible. And with your help, we know that's extremely doable. So thank you so much for helping.
Yes.
Yay. Thank you. You put a link up. Share the show with your friends.
Oh, there's no link.
Okay. There's no
link. Yeah, it depends on where they're at. If you're on, I don't know how it works on YouTube, but on Facebook, you can tag your friends, and on Instagram, I think you can tag them too.
Jody is new. Jody says, I'm new here. Hi, Jody.
Welcome, Jody.
And I saw Kelly and Stephanie. I mean, just to say people who have been here before, Kelly, why don't we just say hello to some people here.
Hello, Teresa B, Jose Perez, Ellie, Bone, I think. I'm sorry if I said that wrong.
Yeah, Elsie.
Sue Needham and Tanya.
Yep.
Welcome, everybody.
Yep. I see people on Instagram, as I mentioned. We have Kelly, oh, Stephanie, yes. EGB78878, who always asks great questions. And thank you. Yes, Iron Williams and once again, Oracle Lift. Thank you.
Yeah, and I've got Hein Gardner Jones on my IG that is new. Welcome. Welcome. We're on every Wednesday night. You can watch us here on IG, on Facebook, or on YouTube. So thank you. We're trying to reach the masses here.
Yeah. And look, we have a great topic tonight, Kelly. We're going to be talking about Mother Earth. And I know we ask everyone to participate in tonight's topic because we always want to know, how are you taking care of Mother Earth? Right. And really, what does Mother Earth energy mean to you? You know, and do you connect with Mother Earth energy, right? I'm always right telling people, get grounded, connect with Mother Earth energy. Are you doing the same, Kelly?
I do. I love to envision the core of the earth as like reaching up to my feet and coming up through my feet all the way up my body and just energizing me with that, like Mother Earth energy when I do my meditation. And I like to, you know, also imagine like everything leaving me and going into the earth and being cleansed and coming back. I'm a visual person. So
yeah, visual. Yeah. Clairvoyant. And look, but you know, tonight's show is about how do we give back to Mother Earth, but really why are we having this conversation tonight? And what we want to share with you is that it's about all of us are in this together, right? We're a global community and we want to raise the vibration. So the work that everyone's doing through meditation and learning how to develop their intuition, I do believe part of that is taking care of the planet, right? We want to practice high vibrational good habits. Would you agree, Kelly?
I do. And can I just share one of the ways I kind of changed was we used to buy cases of water bottles and just like waste and have so much plastic in my household. I banned all plastic water bottles from my house and bought everybody one of these. I will say that I've had a lot of resistance with my son and my husband, but the water bottles are like 99% banned in my house. So I'm happy about that.
That is great.
It's a baby step, but like
it's a big step. That's a big step.
Yeah. We just, and we have filters, filtered water. I don't need to pay somebody for my water.
And, you know, and so definitely, so recycling or not using plastic just to begin with, you know, we can all be better at that for sure, Kelly. Right. So thanks for mentioning that. Good reminders.
That's
so we'd love
my favorite ways.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, one thing that we started, well, I've always done, but one thing I'm making more of a conscious effort is talking about plastic, is not using plastic bags at the grocery store. I take cloth bags or, you know, reusable bags, right? Rather than using the grocery store plastic bags. And I think that's really a big help too. So one way of practicing saving on plastics is also when I buy detergent now for my laundry, I try to buy like the reusable or the refillable model, you know, that way you're not always buying the large plastic container every time.
That's nice. That's smart.
And it's made of a paper product and paper is much more easily recyclable.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah.
We always just buy the pods because they're so simple and easy. You know, just going in and there's no mess. But I'm all for doing anything that's simple and then like being better for the environment and our earth, right? I don't drive a lot. Like I try to either, my husband, we like all go in one car, you know, like we try to do things like that as best as we can.
Nice. That's nice. So our question to you tonight is, how do you care for Mother Earth, right? Are you gardening? Are you, you know, picking up trash maybe just along the way? I mean, I know that there are some litter bugs, you know, out there in our world and it can be frustrating, but you know, if you can just help out, pick up a little bit, like when I go to the beach and there's a, you know, for example, and there's something on the beach and you're probably the same, Kelly, because I know you're at the beach much more than me. You're always picking up something, you know, to help out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, I think it's just really trying to be mindful and what you bring with you, you bring back with you. Don't leave your trash in nature. There's a lot of like things. I mean, there's a lot of sites that'll give you hopeful hints. Mm-hmm. But to me, you know, some people do ceremonies to really like bless the earth, or I like to send love to the earth when I'm doing my own meditation and thank Mother Earth for everything that we get from them, you know, the world, the earth, them. Mm-hmm. I feel like earth is like filled with all this amazing spirit. So I call it them.
I love it.
I don't know. I just feel like it's part of the universe, right? So I call it them. I don't know. But definitely feel like always thanking and blessing the earth, you know, because it's a living, breathing thing as well, I feel.
You know, Mother Earth has a heart and a soul, right? Mm-hmm. When we connect with Mother Earth through meditation or just through greeting it each morning, it has a heartbeat, so to speak. It's a vibration. It, like you mentioned, it's a living being in a way, right? It's a living energy field, and it's an organism, and it has a soul. It has, I do believe when we serve it, when we send it positive energy, it responds. And we know this because when, for everyone that loves house plants, right? If you love house plants, if you talk to them or, you know, while you're watering them and so forth, you know, they respond to music, they respond to vibration. So we know that nature is very much a very high vibration to begin with, but think about you adding to it by sending them love, compassion, taking care of them, appreciation.
I like this. You know, I put quite a few plants around the office, the crystal store, and the pothos, because they're easy and they're green and you can kind of, you know, wire them going up or something, right? All the branches of it. And the two that are by the radio are actually growing much better than all the rest.
Is that right?
I just think that's interesting that you said that. And
yeah,
and I was just thinking that today. I was looking at it going, wow, these ones look so big and luscious already, but I bought them all at the same time.
Right. It's amazing. It's amazing. And even the water, you know, that's in the earth, you know, it's important that we, of course, drink clean water, but, you know, water has an energy to it as well. That's why we always want to appreciate water and have gratitude and infuse it with positive energy. And I'm just hoping that everyone's listening to this, that you're taking this in as part of your spiritual practice. Maybe it's an idea or suggestion that we invite you to help you raise your vibration is sending love to Mother Earth, sending love and gratitude to a glass of water that you're drinking, where you lift that vibration, really taking it in, that it's going into you, into your body, and really going out into the world, right? We always are ripples as we send our own love and energy out to the world.
Yeah. I love that. The ripple thing. That's one of my favorite analogies.
Yeah. I love it too.
Well, it's so, you can actually, I'm a visual person again, like you can actually visualize how little each interaction affects everything that we're surrounded by, and Mother Earth is part of that. You know,
it's so true. And I want to ask anyone who has planted a tree lately, right? Or who has, you know, donated to a tree organization to have a tree planted. Has anyone done that before? And if you have, we'd love to hear from you. I know that they're out there, and I've certainly bought trees and had them planted anywhere in the world. And even, Kelly, when I was attending a funeral, they said in lieu of flowers, you know, plant a tree, and they give you the link. Isn't that beautiful? Yes.
Well,
they would,
you know
they
what
would,
I did with the tree.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
My son's ashes are buried with a tree that we did the first year he passed. And it's a Christmas tree. So every year, when it's big enough now finally to be an actual Christmas tree. It'll be he passed 8 years coming this next month. It'll be 8 years. Wow. So this will be our eighth Christmas without him. And the tree is finally, I would say, big enough to be like a small little 3.5-4 foot Christmas tree now.
How adorable. Yeah. What a beautiful gesture, a beautiful thought.
Yeah, he's part of the tree. He's part of the earth. I love it.
And people are commenting, yes, Lena, can we have her up on, can we share that for Lena. Let's see here. Yes, I had 30 trees planted in honor of my late son's 30th birthday. Wow, isn't that beautiful? You know, it's times like this when we can give back to the energy of Mother Earth and give back and raise the vibration, not only of the planet, but of ourselves too. When we do these random acts of kindness, right? What goes around comes around, so to speak. I gave out many trees as wedding favors. That's from Real Housewife at Antelope Valley. What a great idea.
Kit's from Kit.
Oh, is this from Kit? Hey, Kit. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, that is a great idea. I love that. I think that, you know, we're such a money greedy world, you know, or country. Like, wouldn't it be great to give presents? Like, I named a tree in your honor, or we had a tree planted in your name, or, you know, simple things like that, that like help the earth.
Yeah.
In someone's name.
Yeah.
Those would be a really great gift.
Look, when we were talking about the earth and the planet, everyone, we're also talking about the sky and the sunshine and, you know, what we're doing. What are we doing with this world, right? And what are we doing to get the most out of this world? Because Mother Earth is such a giver and a healer. There's so much unconditional love with Mother Earth. And all she asks is that we take care of her, right? But I know that she's looking for us to benefit from being with her as well. So as Kelly mentioned about, you know, drawing up that beautiful energy, like roots on a tree, right, Kelly? You just draw it up out of the bottoms of your feet, that beautiful Mother Earth energy. And if you can, try to walk around barefoot outside. When you can, on the grass or in the park or what have you, go out for a picnic and, you know, take your shoes off, for example, while you're having your lunch or spending your day. But get grounded. It's very important to connect to Mother Earth, right? Just do this. It will keep you healthy, right, Kelly?
Every now and then we'll go for a drive and we're near, you know, we're Northern California. We're near so many beautiful little rivers and creeks and things. And it'll be so cold, but I just want to put my feet in the river for just a second. Aww. And there's something about putting my feet on that icy cold water on top of a rock and just the water rushing over it. It just feels so grounding, but also so energized. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do it for very long if it's super cold. But my favorite time to do it is more spring, early summer, mm-hmm. when it's cold, but it's hot outside. So it feels so good. It's beautiful. And you can smell the clean, crisp water. I love that.
Oh, I love it too. And, you know, I think it's a perfect topic for tonight because we are in April, we're in the springtime. This is a great time for people to kind of get outside and go barefoot. Or, you know, if you garden at home, which I garden at home, I love putting my hands in the soil, so to speak, and, you know, even pulling weeds, Kelly. I've got bare hands sometimes, just wanting to connect and feel the energy of the planet. It's so important. And once again, it's, you know, Mother Earth is there for us, right? And it would help if we could all appreciate her a little bit more. Yeah.
I love that. I love it. That is perfect. We have, what do you want to do some readings now, Cheryl?
Sure. Are we almost there? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jose says, I like to use my bare hands when I work on my plants. I do too. And my husband will wear gloves. I have to, I use my bare hands way too much, but I should wear gloves because I have allergies. But I still like to touch them myself. What is this?
May I add this one to the mix here?
Like doubled. Oh, there. Yours got it all.
It's okay. So from Instagram, we have Autumn Sunrise 19 that says, when my dad passed, the high school I went to planted one with the headstone for him outside the stadium. Now that is terrific. You're high school planted a tree.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. He was president of the athletic boosters for a long time. I go and hang out with the tree. Oh, you know, we just want to hug you there because it's so true. I mean, trees, they just give off so much energy and so powerful. And how wonderful for you to connect with your dad. And just thanks for sharing that. We love it.
So Brianna had a great suggestion. She suggested we share our events first.
Okay, and then great.
We go back to, and then we go do the readings so that we don't forget at the end because we always forget. I'll start.
Yeah.
Because I have a couple things coming up. I have so this is for anybody who's in Sacramento. If you're in Sacramento, let me know in the comments. Hopefully my Sacramento people will watch this tomorrow if they're not on tonight. But I have an in-person development circle tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at my Moxie Crystals store in East Sacramento on J Street. I have on Saturday in the daytime at 2 p.m, we're teaching a crystal cleansing class. So bring your favorite crystals or buy some at my store and you can learn how to clean and clear them with Adina from Mindful and Rooted. And that's Saturday. It's only $10. You can RSVP on Eventbrite, crystalcleanse.eventbrite.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. She's a great teacher. This is my development circle if you want to register. First-time students are always free, so don't worry about the cost. If you just want to see what I'm like or see if you get along with me, make sure I'm not a psychopath, whichever. It's free class, okay? and then, wrong one. Here we go. May 11th, in-person small group reading. Oh, no. We skipped Colby's. Well, I will do the May 11th right now. May 11th, I'm doing a small group reading, and that one is in person. May 16th is online. Oops, I keep hitting the wrong ones. Online, and you can purchase tickets for those on Eventbrite. You can also just go to my website if you need the links. And then I'm bringing Colby Rebel to the shop here in Sacramento on the 27th. She's doing two classes. One's going to be a little workshop. And then in the evening, she's doing a demonstration. Going to be exciting. So if you're in the Sacramento area, check out my website, follow, and join us for one of our events. Now I'll leave you with that, Cheryl. I know I haven't had any in so long. It's like crazy, huh?
How? Here we go. You got your store open. You're doing it. Yes, Kelly. Here we go. Rock and roll.
I'm on it.
And yes, everyone, thank you guys so much for being a part of our show, Seeing Beyond, Living Transformed. I would like to start sharing with you tomorrow morning's event that I'm doing. It's Energy Transformation Sessions. And so I'm starting to call it spiritual energy, personal transformation, because that's how I'm feeling about it, because it's just so neat. I can't wait for tomorrow. We're going to do a meditation in the morning. And then for the annual members, we're doing a remote healing in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a part of that, go to the link. Thank you, Brianna, for sharing, and sign up. I mean, it's not too late and you can join us tomorrow morning. It's bright and early. It's 8 a.m. Pacific time. But once again, there'll always be a recording available in your members area. So if you can't make it, a lot of people work at that hour, but know that we created a members area. You can, with all of the recordings from all the sessions. So if that's your pace, to go at your own pace, that's perfect. I mean, I encourage that as well. So anyway, that's Energy Transformation Sessions. And I do a monthly Circle of Love event. So April 30th is my next one. I have them April 30th and May 30th are the next couple of small group reading events. They're available online. It's a small group. Everyone gets a reading of mediumship and psychic questions. And it's just a lovely time to connect with one another and feel the love from spirit. So I invite you to sign up for those. And then lastly, I always have my Sunday healing prayer circle, and that's free to join. And once again, it's this coming Sunday. It's at 6 p.m. Pacific, but I'd love to see you there. Sign up, even if you can't make it at that time on Sunday night, and I'll send you a recording in your inbox. Okay, I think that's good for me, Kelly. I got a mouthful in. I got them all in.
And Elsie has a question for you, and I love this question.
Hi, Elsie.
I posted up. She says, Cheryl, for some reason, I see a very light blue aura around you. I am unsure what the colors mean, but it's what I see here.
Thank you, Elsie. I love it. I love light. I love the color of blue. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites. So thank you.
And you know, blue, like, what does blue mean to you, Elsie? Perhaps that's what it means. You know, we get the colors that we see on people. We have our own, like, feeling for that color. It might be different for what Cheryl feels or I feel than what you feel. So I hope that helps. Maybe let Cheryl know.
Right. We know blue is connected with the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, around using our voice or speaking up for ourselves, speaking up for other people. But light blue, you know, what does that mean for you? And once again, as Kelly said, once you learn more, a little bit more about colors, you start realizing that maybe they mean something different to the person giving the reading, Elsie. So we'd love to know what your impressions are, because that's very important too.
Yes, it is. I mean, you can look up generic meanings, but for me, like, I love the color red. Red, black, and white are three of my favorite colors together. But when I see red on some people, I feel strength. And other people, I feel anger. Mm. So it depends on the person what red means, or the maybe it's the shade of red that I'm seeing. And it's the red, the colors have an emotion on me. So blue feels very loving and secure and safe and very open and spiritual. I like blue.
That's me.
I know. I don't know if that's her meaning, but that's what I feel when I see your energy. And I kind of see blue too. So I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Elsie, for noticing. Thank you. I appreciate that. And are we ready to go into readings?
Yeah, we are. But let me just say this real quick. Jose put a thing he would love to do is create a backyard that animals can thrive. There would be a lot of plants, water, and food for them. I'm down with that, Jose. That's my favorite. That would be my favorite thing to do too. Like all animals, not just like our house pets. Yeah. I love that.
Mentioning the animals, Jose, absolutely. Part of Mother Earth is taking care of the animals, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, because they nourish our earth. They help us in so many ways. I mean, the little bumblebee, for example, is so important to our world, right? What would we do without it? So thank you for mentioning our animals and all the love. And I'm hoping that happens for you, Jose. I'm really putting it out there.
Yes, me too. So we are going to let 5 people backstage today, but that's our limit. And we'll answer some questions in the comments as well on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We'll try to get to each of you guys. So Brianna, it's just the first 5 people that get back. So if you're after the number 5, we're going to disconnect you. We're not trying to be mean. We just have to keep it simple because we want to get to as many people. Okay, so use the link right here to come back. It's the first 5 that get through. Must have your video and sound working. So make sure, because if you don't, then we have to go to the next person. Mm. All right. Here's a question that we can answer.
Okay.
This is terrible.
What happened? Can
I read it? I had a tenant that caused at least $50,000 to $100,000 in damage to my property. Would it be worth it to take them to court? It's as if I rented to a fraternity versus a professional couple in their 30s. Oh my gosh. I believe it would be worth it to take it to court. I think if you can prove it and you've got pictures, I think you'd be able to find an attorney that can help you. That's my belief. What about you, Cheryl?
Absolutely. I do feel you need to take them to court. And I'm getting the feeling of you want to be responsible with what you own. Like this is part of you asking someone to be accountable for the damage they've done, but it would not serve you to not take them to court or at least pursue, you know, legal steps. How's that?
Yes, and we have 3 spots left backstage, guys, so don't be afraid. You can come back here. We don't bite.
Or if you prefer, you could type in your question in live Instagram. You can always type the question in live Facebook or YouTube, and you can always send it to email, and we have Brianna fielding questions on our email, and that email address is questions@seeingbeyondradio.com.
Okay, so I'm going to bring Teresa backstage. Hi, Teresa. Do you have, can you turn your sound and your video on? Teresa?
Hi, Teresa. Yeah. B.
Hi, girls. Can I keep my camera off? I have a ragamuffin face today.
No, you're great. You're fine.
Perfect. How can we help you tonight?
I'm open. I just love seeing you girls. And I guess my burning question would be, what would be the best for me to cope with my divorce and getting myself on the right track? Mm-hmm. That's what I would love to know.
You want to go, Cheryl, or you want me?
May I just start? And Teresa, hey. Is your father passed over, may I ask?
I don't know about my father.
Okay. I do feel
that's a strange relationship.
Estranged. Okay, then I will just give you the second part of what I'm getting for you. Okay. And that is around your divorce, as you mentioned. This did feel like getting out there, like stepping out of your comfort zone. This is a new beginnings path for you, and how lucky you are. This is what spirit is saying to you, and really how friendly you are. I just feel you attract friends, or you attract people. You're very approachable. And I just want to say, I feel in some way, with the divorce or all the energy that took or is taking, that takes a lot of energy. Yes. So it is kind of stepping out of your comfort zone and either going to a spa or going out with friends, but there's absolutely new fields opening up for you, new avenues, and also new intentions. I just feel in some way you're going to recognize like your inner light. That's what I'm hearing, awesome. Recognizing more of your inner light.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Kelly, did you want to add to that, please?
I was doing something technical, but I'm going to tune in right here now.
Okay, yes.
You were asking real quick about what was it again? Teresa?
My divorce, how to cope, and maybe if the other side could give me some pointers on what I should do.
I feel like it's time for you to kind of start doing things that like you need to do or like that make you happy, because I feel like you've been doing things for other people, you know, and trying to please others. Do you understand this?
Yep.
So I think it's time to figure out what makes you happy. What makes you tick? What do you want? What do you like to do? What are your hobbies? And really getting yourself out there. And I also feel like being in nature is important to you. So I want to say, make sure you get yourself outdoors as much as you can with water and sun. And just like, I feel like those things really kind of help revitalize you and revive your passions for life and get you going in the right direction. You're very intuitive, but you're a bit ungrounded right now because of the divorce and other things. And so I think the outdoors is going to help bring you back and help you find focus and clarity. Okay.
All right, so go for a hike.
Or a swim. Or cold. But I think also just doing things that make you happy, finding your hobbies.
Yeah, happy and recharge.
That's what I keep hearing. It's like all about you.
Thank you. Thank you. So I needed that. All right. Well, thank you.
Back. Thank you.
And okay.
The next person. Thank you. Somebody did that. Let's answer a question first. I have an IG question.
Let's go for it.
So one from, I've got two really good ones and they're both from the same person. So B Marie wants to know, will they ever get justice for her brother? And she's been seeing 706 a lot because of her brother. What's he trying to tell her? So I first just want to tune into her brother, because, and let us know if you understand any of this in the comments, and it's B Marie, and let me just post this up here for you guys. Oh, I can't even get it. All right. I do feel like you are going to get justice. I just think that it's not happening in the time frame that the family would want. And I get that. But there is other things happening that you guys are unaware of, is what I keep hearing. Does that make sense? Oh, you're on here.
Hi.
You? Thank goodness, because I really like talking to you and not a screen. I didn't know you were up here. Yeah, so I do feel like you're going to get justice. I just think that things are happening in the background you guys are unaware of.
That's
feel like it's things are happening in the background and they're just not letting you guys know. But I do think that they know and things are happening. And I feel like people have been talking. Is this a murder?
Yeah.
Car accident, something?
Brother died on the line of duty. He was a police officer.
Yeah, I just feel like they're onto something. That's what I feel like. But they don't want to say anything until they have like concrete evidence.
Can I ask another question regarding that? Because we feel like they're hiding a lot of information from us. And do you feel like it'll ever be revealed?
It will. I feel like you'll get all the answers and it all makes sense. But it's frustrating now because there's no way to deal with it other than the way they're doing it. They can't tell you anything. I just feel like they don't want to mess up the investigation. He was killed in the line of duty, but if correct me if I'm wrong, but when I tune into him, there was other like police officers with him. He wasn't alone and there was witnesses. And this is like, is this on video?
Oh my God. Yeah. So he passed away with another officer in my family recently saw body camera footage that didn't add up with what the department was telling us.
That's what I'm saying. So I do feel like somebody else is investigating this besides just the department.
Okay.
I feel like there's a conflicting story because somebody's not saying the whole thing. There's something missing. But you'll find out about it all in due time. It's just going to be not on the timeline you want. I just know that you will get a resolution for this. Like, there will be justice.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's one of the things that's going on right now. Is it okay if I ask just really quick one more question about my brother? My brother was like the person that me and my sister would always go to whenever we were seeing somebody new. And I've been in a relationship for the past year. My brother never got to meet him. Do you feel or is my brother able to tell you if he approves? And I know it sounds weird, but he was kind of like a second.
I feel like he's still thinking about it. Was he tough on guys?
Yes.
I feel like he's like, so far he's doing good, but he still hasn't passed all his tests. That's how I feel he's saying.
Okay. That makes
sense. So he's like, I'm keeping an eye on this one. He might be worthy. He's just not ready to say that. That's what I feel like. Okay. And I feel like he's really tough anyways. Like he would always be like, I'm watching that one. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That was him. Okay.
So he's watching over for you for sure. What about you, Cheryl? You feel anything?
Yeah, I do feel that information is hidden just to tell you, but I feel like there's a leak or it gets out, like it leaks out and that's how it's found out. Also, do you have an attorney or do you guys have attorneys or anything for yourselves? Because I'm hearing get a new one or change that type of feeling.
So we had an attorney and then it fell through, but now we got new information about the dispatchers as well and another police officer running off and leaving my brother there to die. So I'm pretty sure my family plans on getting a different
lawyer. A good representation. Okay, yeah. Very good. And I know that your brother has your back. And I just feel you and your brother are tight, you know, tight as thieves, as they say, right? And that, you know, as you mentioned, you wouldn't make a move without him. Mm-hmm. I just want to end it by telling you that I think he is very happy for you and your choices and whom you're seeing in your relationship. Mm-hmm. But yes, give it more time, but it feels positive.
All yeah. Right.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. I watch you guys every Wednesday. I always tell my sister, my mom to tune into you guys. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings.
I'm going to put you back. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So another question you picked this time, because I feel like I'm hogging it.
Oh, no, I was just going to go backstage. I'm not really even looking at the questions that see.
Oh, okay.
Go for it.
Look on your Instagram.
Okay.
Let's see. You look in yours.
I have one.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for submitting your questions. Let me just see here. I'm going to post it so we can all read it here. And then here we go. Let's just see here if I can do this. Yeah, it's Miss Bobby 22 says, my daughter is doing her internship in Nebraska, leaving her 6-year-old with dad, anxiety all around our family. I'm just going to add to that and say, I believe this might be a good thing is what I'm feeling. Like, this is a good thing because it's going to give everyone a chance to connect with her daughter. I don't believe, I know the anxiety is real, but I do believe this is something that she's absolutely doing on her own. I think she's responsible, and I'm actually happy for everyone because I just see an end result being win-win. Okay. So I'm going to make it short and leave it with that and ask Kelly, are you sensing?
I completely feel the same thing, Cheryl. I feel like it's going to be great. It's going to be good for everybody. I feel like dad's really going to step up to the plate. It's going to be good for him. It's going to be good for the kids, like the daughter. It's going to be good for her daughter. You know what I mean? It's good for everybody, I feel.
Great. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you. Thank you for asking.
All right. I'm going to put that back and we're going to bring Vanessa up. Hi, Vanessa.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Vanessa. I have to tell you, you were drinking something earlier, but in the corner of my eye, when I glanced down, I thought it was a baby bottle. And then I was like, I had to take a second look and I was like, is she drinking out of a baby bottle? But it was something else. So I was
just it was a diet pineapple. Like it's
funny because it just, I got a glimpse and I was like, is that a baby bottle she's drinking?
I know.
You catch it in the corner of your eye and I just laughing on the screen. Yeah. And I felt
No worries. A little bit tired, but my question, I have two. Okay. So I'm putting together some new material for my show reel. And I probably will put it out like in May and we'll start submitting to different agents. I just want to make sure as I'm writing my intentions down that the agent and the manager are people that I want to work with who are on the same page as I am and come and have that spiritual integrity, just like me. And I want to know, is this something that I will find right away, or is it something that's going to take maybe the whole summer? Mm. And finding an agent to rep me.
And this is for a book?
Well, I'm an actress. Oh, so
okay. Thank you. Yes. I wasn't sure what it was for. Okay. Cheryl, do you want to tune in or you want me to? I feel like this is your thing.
Well, may I just ask Vanessa,
yes,
about your reel that you made?
Yes. Yes. I'm still completing it. I still have two more scenes to do and add it. We worked through it. We realized that the reel needed to be like this.
Yes.
Because life is this. Yes. Life is not this. So we cut out a lot of stuff.
Oh my gosh. This is great. Cause I'm hearing, have you thought about making it shorter? But that's what you're saying about cutting out things, you know, even though you're adding a few more scenes.
Right. Well, cutting out things that don't really showcase my range and it's not really good material and the quality. So I got rid of over 50% of it.
Great. And it's almost like having a great intro, outro or something. I feel like it's magic in the way that your reel is going to get you the job. The reel is you. And that's your energy getting out there. Just, you know, whomever hands it out, I feel the reel carries so much energy for you. So I'm happy about what you're working with that. because I feel like it's been a long time coming that you've been working on this and
putting
it out there. And it's like, finally. I do feel by the end of summer, to answer your question about finding someone, you mentioned finding an agent or...
Yes.
You know, that doesn't mean you may not go through one or two before you find the one, you know, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's about, once again, you having this final product, like you got to take the time to celebrate yourself and, you know, you know, pat yourself on the back.
Yes. And we've been at it since December. So we're hoping to finish everything by the end of May and then making that list of agencies and sending them out. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. I feel like a title of the agency that you work with either has the word bright in it or light in it. I don't know if it's, I don't know. I just feel like that. And I feel like it's like on the second floor of a building with stairs, like you can enter it from the outside. So I'm just giving you some ideas or some feedback to work with. But I do feel that, you know, you've done this before. There's an intelligence with how you're working and navigating this. And I just feel that, I feel like something really good happens by the end of summer for you. That's what I'm feeling. Just a positive, lift.
Do you get a feeling of a location of the agency?
Are you in California? Are you?
No, I'm in the South. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'm actually looking at the East Coast with connections to the West Coast.
Okay.
And abroad.
In New York.
You feel New York?
Well, I kept seeing it the whole time. Were seeing LA. I was feeling New York.
I was feeling Santa Monica and you were doing, but you know, look, she's going both places, but
maybe
New York.
There's a company that deals with Santa Monica and New York.
Yes. Yes. Because my coach is encouraging me the East Coast with connections on the West Coast.
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling. I just feel like New York.
Yes.
And I know Cheryl said like the second story of a building, right?
Yes,
I did. Yeah.
I feel though it's like a high rise. Mm-hmm. It's like a really big building, but it is closer to the ground. Yeah.
And the word bright or light in the name.
I don't know about that. I don't see that. But I mean, Cheryl gets things I don't get and I get things she doesn't get. But I just feel like July. And I want
July.
To say like by July 31st, I feel like things are happening.
Okay. All right. And
you said it's for acting, but you write too, don't you?
I write in my journal every day. I've been writing for almost over 2.5 years now. I do segment intending, and those are my intentions. So I write, you know, and then I write every day about the same thing. And then those things come to fruition and it's allowing myself to surrender and ask source to provide stepping out of the way and letting my inner being doing the same thing and not trying to fix things. So I write. And it's interesting you say that because I'm actually working on a children's book.
Yeah, I do see you writing. So I just wanted to say, like, I think that all this writing maybe is turning into something. Okay. I just felt like you contributing also to some sort of a script.
Okay.
So I say that in some way with your writing. So maybe there's something else going on here, but I just felt this opportunities that might be coming to you here. Okay.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
We have to move on. We have another person waiting at the end, but we wish you the best, Vanessa.
Thank you. I appreciate the energy and I appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Keep in touch. Yeah. That'd be great.
Let's bring Chelsea up. And yeah, that sounds exciting. Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I was hoping to maybe get some clarity on
I don't want to say family drama, but some family tension that's going on between my aunt and my father that is recently deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And just trying to get some clarity on what's happening in kind of like her realm. Because she'll be good with me one minute and then the next it's radio silence. I'm the enemy. And then she'll come back into the limelight a couple weeks later, like nothing happened. And it's kind of stressful and it's kind of hurtful because I know she wants to try and do right and give me my dad's belongings and my grandma's belongings, but it's like she can't bring herself to do it. Almost like she's waiting for me to do something that keeps her from doing it.
Going through a lot of grief and she's having a hard time saying goodbye and letting go. This was her brother, right? Your dad was her brother?
Correct.
Yeah, I just feel like I feel like there was unresolved issues at the time of his passing with her and him. And she can't like let go because she feels so hurt and is so afraid that she's going to lose any part of him that she has, no matter what it is. I do think like she's going to get through this and get over it. But I just think like it's really taking time for her. And it feels like she's going through a deep depression.
I think she is. I mean, we connected for the first time, like person to person and not just over the phone yesterday. And that's the first time she's actually put eyes on me since I was 8. Wow. So I know that was a lot for her because I'm literally my dad's twin. So I know that was hard for her and I know she's been struggling, but
yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, give it some time and try to be patient. I don't know how long it's been, but I would say at a certain point, you know, you'll have to decide. I don't want to tell you what to do, but at a certain point, if she hasn't started coming around at that point, I feel like you're going to have to be assertive and kind of, you know, really be strong-willed with her. I don't think that she'll fight you to the point where you have to go to court or anything like that. I think it's just, you know, she's just having a rough time. And so it's going to require kind of handling this with, what do you call that? Gloves, I guess.
Okay. Like the kid glove theory.
Yeah. Yeah. She's also quite selfish and self-centered. Do you understand this about your aunt? I'm sorry.
I do. Unfortunately, okay. I do.
So part of it is like her feeling like she needs to feel like she's in charge or everything's her idea or it revolves around her in some way. So,
right.
There might be a little bit of trying to manipulate the situation in a positive way by imagining she's a small child. And how would you get a small child to, you know, reason with them? You kind of have to reason with her as if she were like a 3 to 4 year old at this point. And it's just she's going through such a hard time. I think she's being very like insensitive to everybody else.
Yeah, that's.
And it's
pretty accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. That's what I get. What about you, Cheryl?
Yeah, I just so sorry about Chelsea, about your loss and everything that's happening.
Thank you.
You know that. So when I connect with you and your guides, I feel them saying, you know, you are a shining light for your aunt, even though it doesn't feel like that. I also want to say that, you know, what she's doing or her behavior has nothing to do with you, if you can understand that, because as Kelly mentioned, we all deal with grief differently and, we're, you know, everyone's going through it. It sounds like, you know, in your family and are in different ways and, you know, it's all about handling things with compassion and love and that hot and cold that she's giving you or on again, off again. That does sound like in some way you want to set boundaries where maybe you call her, you know, during the day and not the evening. Usually people are more optimistic or positive in the day, so to speak, or even on a scheduled call because it's important for you to stay healthy and for you to have boundaries and to not let any of her, you know, issues become your issues in some way, right?
Right.
it is about, because I do feel it's a positive outcome. Like you do get the things you're asking for, but it's also about writing them down, logging them, holding people accountable, reminding them, oh yeah, you'd reminded me, you told me this last week. I'm just reminding you and following up on that thing you told me about. Like you kind of keep track because it does feel like she's scattered, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot, and as Kelly mentioned, a lot of, you know, a lot of probably forgetfulness too right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that, you know, she's hurting and she's not thinking of anybody right now. And that's what we do when we're grieving. I mean, when my son passed, I didn't want to talk to anybody or deal with anybody for a couple of years. As a matter of fact, my sisters, who I love, but annoyed me like 10 times worse than they normally did. So it's, you know, grief does things to you. And I think just be kind and patient, because not only did she lose your dad, but it sounds like she still hasn't dealt with losing her own mother, your grandmother. Is that correct?
Right. No, she hasn't. She's kind of made like a little cave, if you will, in her backyard. That's like a shed. And there's stuff in there that she was going to give my dad. Be estranged. Oh, but, God. They, you know, she's holding on to all of that. She keeps saying, oh, I have this stuff for you. And then some reason why, you know, we're not going to get together. She's, you know, can't make it, something like that. And it's pretty par for the course. She's been doing this for about 2 years now between the two of them.
Yeah, she's got some issues. I mean, there's nothing you can do, and it's not personal. She just doesn't deal well with any kind of change, and losing somebody and grieving just adds to that, you know.
It makes it makes me feel better. It's not personal, because there's been a few times it's hard not to think it's personal.
Oh, boy. That is for sure, right? That is for sure. And really, just you take that breath and take the downtime that you need as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we wish you the best, Chelsea. So sorry for your loss.
Thank you, and thank you for your advice. I really appreciate it.
Okay. We're going to put you backstage again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, it's almost 8 o'clock, Cheryl.
Did we do all five, Kelly? Did we?
We did. We did all five. Wow. And we answered some questions. There's a lot of questions. Oh, my gosh.
Well, this worked out really well then.
Can I make one more quick announcement? I am going live tomorrow at 10:30 on my pages, just to kind of share about my events and do readings for about 30 to 45 minutes at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So check me out on my Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. All right.
Fantastic.
That's my last announcement. I forgot about it.
Well, guys, everyone, just have a wonderful Wednesday and a great week until we see you again next Wednesday on Seeing Beyond Living Transformed. Think about how you're going to care for Mother Earth this week. What can you do? What are you sensing that would bring not only you joy, but would help the planet or the animals or the sunshine or the trees, so to speak? So get out and have some fun, get grounded, and really enjoy this Mother Earth. It's such a blessing. I mean, write in your gratitude journal about how we appreciate Mother Earth.
Oh, I love it.
Kelly, it's been a joy to be with you tonight.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Brianna.
Thank you, Brianna. Thank you, everyone. Namaste. Have a wonderful week.